bringing a carbon. So even when you have two edim, and you deny it, so you're part of a carbon. Rabbi Meir chayev. Rabbi Meir says no. You still need to bring a carbon. Amar Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir said as follows. Kal v'chomer, we can learn that out. Kal v'chomer, that you should still be chayev. Why? Im heviu shnayim lidei misa chamura. If two people, two witnesses, can even bring a death penalty on someone, which is a much more stricter punishment, al pi Torah, levu de carbon hakal, shouldn't it be so that two witnesses can bring them to a carbon, which is a much lighter form of avera? Says the Gemara, Amru loy, they said to Rabbi Meir, ma'im yirtaloy me'mezid hayisi, if he wanted to say, I was mezid, then he wouldn't have to bring a carbon. Right, a carbon is based on a shoygeg. So we see that we believe. So Rabbi Meir once say, "See, we believe them. Two witnesses, we believe them. If they can even bring a death penalty, sure they could bring a carbon." The Chachamim say, "No, carbon's a different case because in a case of a carbon, you only bring a carbon if you were a shoygeg, and if you were to say, 'I'm amazed,' so then he would be able to exempt himself. So therefore, we see in this case of the chaylev with regards to the carbon that." Lav Dafka, two witnesses would be believed in a case where he protests. And that's why the Chachamim Tanakama says that he's parted from a carbon. Okay. Reisha, my time of Kamachai Ve Rabbanon. So in the case of the Reisha, when he was silent, right? When he was silent, why is he Chayv a carbon? So Ilem Mishum de Mehemen, if you're going to tell me it's because we believe the one witness, Vatre Ba'alma, the Afagav to Kamachish Luhu Inhu Mehemni. How could you say that's the reason? Because here you've got two witnesses, and even though he's protesting them, right, and they should be believed. The Torah says we follow two witnesses, and you're going to the Rabbanan, going to exempt him from the carbon. Elalav mishum deishtik. So rather, you must say it's because he was silent. Ushtika kaida, and his silence is as though he himself had accepted kishkaidadam. Okay, so rather, I don't yet have a source of where one aid is believed. Because the Chayra, it seems that the reason the one aid is believed is not because it's one aid per se, but it's because Shtika Koida. Ella, so rather, why do I say one aid is believed? Ella Svarahi, it is a Svara. Mididahava Achaticha Safik Shochela. We find a similar din with regards to you have a piece, which is a Safik Chela. The guy ate it, and he doesn't know, was it Chela or not? Safik Shushum, and maybe it was the kosher fats. Maybe it was kosher fats, maybe it was chaylev. Va'asa ate echad, and one person came and says, Va'amar, after the guy ate it, barili deshumanu. That I'm absolutely certain that it was shuman. Barili deshumanu, he says, barili deshumanu, I'm sure that it was shuman. The mehemen, we see that he is believed. So we see that we believe one ate. Even though this guy doesn't know, he doesn't even know the mitzvahs to even say that shtika koida or not, he doesn't know. And yet we see the one witness will believe. Says the Gemara, mi dami, can you compare the two cases? Hasam loy ischazik isura. In that case over there, there was no isur. In the case of the hacha ischazik isur de ishasish. In the case of the chaylev, there was no chazaka, there was an isur, because it was a suffix. When the guy ate it, there was a suffix, and it's a suffix that we can't be mevaris. So there we believe the one ate, who says, yes, it was shuman vadai, because it was a suffix. We don't know, there's no chazaka that there was a problem over here. So we believe the one guy who comes and said, there's no problem. Masha'ikin, in the case of an eishes ish, this woman was married to her husband. There was this chazik isura, there was a chazaka that she was also to marry other people, because she was married to the first guy. Now comes along one aide and says that the husband died. So in that case, lav dafka, we're gonna believe the one witness. V'ein davar she'ever pachus mishnayim, any matters which are connected to arayus, and for example, an eishes ish, if she's still married, she's going to marry someone else. That's a case of arayus. We have a Kabbalah that ein davar ever pachus mishnayim. We learn that out from the Gzeira Shava. Al pi shnayim edim yakum davar. Even a davar she'ever, you need to have two edim. Okay, so rather it's not the case of the Safik Chelev, Haloi Damia El Chaticha de Vadei Chelev. Rather, it is like the case of a piece of Vadei Chelev. Because why? You have to have Ischazek Isura. You have to know for sure there was an Isur there. So too, it's like a case of a Vadei piece of Chelev. Va'asa Eid Echad, Va'amar Barli de Shuman Habe. And someone comes and an Eid Echad, and he says, I am certain that it was Shuman, Deloi Mehemen, that he's not believed. Why is he not believed? Because it was his chazik. There was a chazaka that it was that it was a piece of chaylev. Says the Gemara, mi dami, so that's the case of an Eishes Ish. We'll say the same thing. It's chazik yisura, that she was married, and we shouldn't believe the Eid Echad to say that she's now able to marry. Says the Gemara, mi dami, how can you compare the case? Hasam, over there, afilu asu beimeya lo mehemni. Over there in the piece of Chelev, even if 100 people were to come and tell you that it is Shuman, we wouldn't believe them because it's Chazik. We know it was a piece of Chelev. And it doesn't change, right? Chelev can't change to become Shuman. But over here, Kivin Tichi also Beitrei Mehemni, Chad Nami Lehemni. But in this case of the Eishes Ish, since it's saying which is subject to change, yeah, the husband could die, in which case she's not an Eishes Ish. And in that case, we certainly believe 100 witnesses, right? Or even 2. So therefore, if we could believe 2 because it would change, we could even believe 1 because it could change. So rather, what is it like? But we said, what is the case like? Midi dehava atevel hektesh v'koinimus. Rather, it is like something we find with regards to a case of tevel, right? The grain which is still mixed in with its dehafroshes, and hektesh, saying which was consecrated and then deconsecrated, and koinimus, something which was forbidden by a neder and then was permitted. Now, says Rashi, in all of these cases, there is a schazek isura. There is an isur, tevel, right? Before you separated anything from the trumas and maisers, it was tevel. There's a chazaka. Similarly, if you have a carbon which was dead, makdish, you were makdish something to the base of mikdish, it's hektish. There's this chazek isura, you're not allowed to use it. And similarly, with regards to a neder, if a person prohibits something to them, it's a schazek isura. And yet, we're going to see in all three of these cases, we do believe an eid echad, we do believe one witness. Okay, hi tevel hechidami. What is the case of tevel? Ididei, if it's his tevel, then of course we believe him. Why? Mishum de biyadu lasakna. He could fix it up. Yes, it was tevel, but it's his, and he can therefore separate truma and maaser. And therefore, if he says it's no longer tevel, of course we believe him. And that's a klal we find in Torah that even in the case of ischazik yisura, but if it's biyadu lasakna, then we believe him. So, for example, even though an animal, a sheikhid comes and says, yeah, the animal's, I shechted the animal and I shechted it kosher. Right? Well, we don't say you need to have 2 witnesses watching every sheikhid to make sure the shechit is kosher. Right? Because even though it's chazik yisura, wasn't shechted, but biyad l'sakna, he's able to fix it, so we believe him as an edechad. Ella the acher, so rather what we must be talking about the tevel belonged to someone else. My kasava. So what do we think? What do we hold over there? If you think that you could separate truma from your grain for somebody else's grain, so then you don't need the permission from the owner of the grain. The reason we believe him is because you could fix it up. Meaning, if you say that I could separate from my grain truma and maaser for your grain, so of course you believe me when I tell you, yeah, your grain's not tevel. Because I'd still be yadu l'sakna. I can still fix it up for you. And if you say, no, you need the balim, the owner needs to know that I'm separating it on your behalf. And the guy says, I know that it was being done. The masakin he gufa. The masakin, and I know that it was fixed. He gufa manalan. Where do you learn that out? Hektish nami. So the case of hektish also, where we wanted to say that if something was consecrated and then someone comes and eight echad says, no, it's no longer consecrated, we believe him. What case are we talking about? Meaning, okay, what are we talking about? Hektish nami.
Where is your basis for saying
it? Correct. Where is, what are we talking? Meaning, what is your basis? Meaning, we haven't changed this. We still have our question. This case has not changed our question. We still want to know on what basis. Yeah, you're telling me that you believe, but on what basis do we believe this one guy in a case of Eif Shalosakna? So similarly with regards to hektish, hektish nami, kedushas damim mishum d'biyado l'fdoisoi. If it's because it has kedushas damim, it has the money is sanctified. So you are, if it's your possessions or your money, you're able to redeem it. So of course I believe you when you say it's no longer hektish. Kedushas aguf, and if it was not kedushas damim, it was kedushas aguf on the actual object, the animal itself. Ididei, so it depends. If it belongs to him, mishum dibi yadul, it's shuli ale, that he could go and he could, if it's mine, so when you're makdish something, it's like making a shavua, it's like making a neder. So I can go and I could be matir neder. I can go to the rabbanim and they can take away the neder and it's ois hektish now. So it's biyadul sakin. Ella de Acher. So rather, what are we talking about? It must be talking about where the property that was hektish belonged to someone else. But Omar, and you come along and say, your Dina Bey de Itchel Mari Ale. I know that guy went and he asked the rabbis. He took away the neder and it's no longer hektish. So he gufim an Alan still. On what basis? What? Where do we know that you're allowed to believe this one guy who comes along? It was this Chazik Yisura. It was hektish. Where do I know that I can believe it? Koinemus nami, and similarly with regards to Nadarim, ikasava yesh me'ila b'koinemus. If you're going to tell me that there is, so here he says that what is this koinem over here is kodshe bedek habayis, that you sanctified something for bedek habayis. Mishama koinem davar zeh alai, and that's where you make a promise that I will give such and such. So he says like this. If you're going to tell me that you violate me'ila for misappropriating the use of that which you gave, you made a koinem to give, and therefore it has kedushas damim, it has the actual monetary money has a sanctity, so it falls on nachsaluhu, falls on it. So why do I believe you? Because mishum de biyado liftoisa, if it's your hektis, if it's your koinem, so you can also redeem it. The ikasava ain me'ila b'koinmus, and if you can tell me that there is no me'ila b'koinmus, because not kedushas dami, but rather it's kedushas aguf, the isur ba'alma hu derachiv lahu akasve, and there's just an isur on it. It's not because it's kedusha that you can redeem it like this, but it's an isur that you're not allowed to use it. So then it depends. Ididei, if it belongs to him, mishum to be alis shule alei. The same logic. If it's mine and I come and tell you it's no longer Mukdash, because I have the ability, the capacity myself to go to the Beis Din to take away the Ned, the Ella. So rather, the Acher, we must be talking about where it belongs to someone else. But Omer, and this one witness is coming along and says, Anna Yadaina Idichu Mari Ale. I know that the owner went and he made a Shayla on it and he asked the Rabbanim and took away the Neder, and therefore there is no problem. So again, he Gufam and Allah, and it still doesn't answer our question. Where do I know that this one aid should be believed in, even in a case where it was Ischazik Yisura, which is subject to change? Just like the woman is subject to change. Amar Rabbi Zeirus, Rabbi Zeirus says, "Mitoy choymer sheechmarta alea b'soifa hekalta alea b'tchila." So Rabbi Zeirus says, because of all the chumras we place on her after the fact, if her husband were to come back, i.e., that the child is a mamzer and she has to have a get from both of them and she loses her ksuba, etc., all the things we listed in the Mishnah. So therefore, because it's so severe, if Hitaka wasn't dead, so therefore we're lenient and we allow her to get married with one witness at the beginning. Says Rashi, Hekalta le betchil latira linasim, we let her get married. Mimneshi chosheshes, because she's worried, shemetis kalkabal minzva ad the vodka shapir. Because she knows that if she gets married and the husband comes back, she's going to be subject to all of these negative repercussions and penalties. So therefore, we presume she's going to check very well, and that's why we believe one witness. Says the Gemara, Oy bazoi. So don't be machmir on her in the beginning, and don't be meiko on the end. Don't be machmir on her to get. Don't be machmir on her at the end, and don't make all these takanas which are going to get her after the factor, and then have to be meiko to let her get married at the beginning. So rather, we say that no, we still had to dare mishumi gune ikilubar rabbanon. The rabbis were meiko on her that she should not chas v'shalom become an aguna. But again, because they were being makel, she shouldn't become an aguna, they had to put in all of these other chumras to make sure that it's not going to be just any woman will come, one witness will come and will. No, we wanted to make sure that she's free to marry.
Yeah, but she has to make so many checks and research.
Correct.
What's the point of even one witness? No point whatsoever.
Well, it's a presumption. It's a presumption that she'll do it, meaning she won't just take, she'll interrogate the witness, meaning that there'll be some form of investigation.
In other words, your starting point is to at least have one witness.
If you don't have the one witness, she's never going to get married again. She'll be rested for her life. She'll think my husband is still over.
And even on the one witness, she's not going to just believe every rumor that comes her way, because she knows that there is pretty serious stuff. So she'll look into it to make sure that. Okay. We then said Teitza Mizeh Mizeh, that the Tanakama says that in the case where she got married based on one witness and the husband comes back, so then she needs to have she can't remain married to either of them. Amar Rav, Rav says, Loi shanu ela shenises be'ed echad. This is only talking about in the case when she got married based on the testimony of one witness. Amar nises al pi shnei edim. But when she got married based on two witnesses, Loi teitzei, she does not go out from the husband. Now says Rashi, at this moment, kasakudaitach loi teitzei misheni, we seem to think it means she doesn't go out from the second husband, the one she's currently living with. Machu Aleb Marava, they knocked him down. They dismissed him in Eretz Yisrael. Also Gavra Vakai, this man's coming. Vat Amras Loy Teitze. And you're going to tell me that she shouldn't go out? Her original husband's coming back. You're going to tell me she shouldn't leave the guy she's living with? Okay. So, loy tricha, no, it's still necessary. In what case? The loy yadin and lay, that she doesn't recognize him. We don't recognize this guy. He comes along and says, I'm the original husband, and we don't recognize him. In that case, that's when we tell him that loy tete. If it was based on two witnesses who said the husband's dead, and then the husband comes back and says, I'm the husband, and we don't recognize him, loy yadin and lay, so then in that case, loy tete, she does not go out from the second husband.
When you say we, that means the wife doesn't recognize the based in
would have to be. It would have to be, well... You're loy din and lay. It's us. I mean, well, we won't know. I mean, she would.
She would be.
Yeah, we're presuming where she. Even if she knew, she's not necessarily saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So says the Gemara. Hang on one second. Idoly din and lay be'ed echad amai teitzei. If it's where we don't recognize him, so on what basis do we say it's the husband? If we don't recognize him, therefore we're not saying the husband. Then it's as though the husband's not here, and therefore even with one witness, we should say loy teitzei. She can remain married to the second guy. Says the Gemara, still, loy tzricha, it's necessary to also betray that you have two witnesses that came, v'amri, and they said, anan havinim bahadei, we were with him. Mechi nafak, from when he went out, v'ad hashta, and until now, until this point where he's come back, v'asun hu d'lo yaditule, and it's only you guys don't recognize him, but we recognize him. D'chsiv, like it says, v'ayaki Yosef as echav, Yosef recognizes Baz, v'heim loike ru, they do not recognize him. V'am Rav Chista said, melamed she'yatsav loike chasim ezakin, when he left them, he did not yet have the signs of a growth of beard, v'abu chasim ezakin, and now he now has the signs of growth of beard. This only simply tells us that people can change over time. That if the husband goes away for a long time, it could change, and it could still be the same husband, and
looks different.
22 years old, but husbands can go disappearing for a long, long time, and yet people showed up after the war, after 9/11, or after, you know, this girl who washed up from the tsunami 9 years later, you know, like she was found somewhere else. These things can happen. So, of course, the based in the lady itself, no one's going to recognize him over here. But the two witnesses, the two people who were with him the whole time, they saw him change, and they're coming and they say that it's him. So, in such a case, we would one witness would not be believed, but two would be. Okay. Soif soif tre utre ninu. But at the end of the day, it's still 2 versus 2. Meaning two are coming saying this is the husband who was with us all the time, we recognize him, and two are coming and saying no, the husband died. So it's 2 versus 2. Bahaba Aleh Ba'ashum Toli, and therefore because it's 2 and 2, it's a suffix. Shakel, it's a suffix, and therefore if someone the second husband should be liable for an Ashum Toli for having relations with her, and obviously he can't stay and remain married to her. So he's Haba Aleh Ba'ashum Toli Kai. So how can you tell me he could stay married to him? Amar Rav Sheshes says, "Kagoyin shenisus leechad me'edah." What are we talking about? We're talking about where she got married to one of the edim who is coming to say that the husband died. Okay, he goof. But now, what's the presumption? The presumption is that the aid is because he's the one giving edus and he's marrying her, that he would do his proper investigations. That he doesn't want to bring himself to the situation of Eishes Ish. Says the Gemara, she nisses the echad meidea. So he gufa ba'ashem tali kaima. But hang on one second, she herself is still violating. She doesn't know. So it says by Maris Barili. What we're talking about, we're a case where she says Barili that I am certain. Now, what does that mean? I'm certain. Ihachi my lememra. If she's saying I'm certain that he's died, well, first of all, how does she know? But second of all, then what would be the objection? Afilu Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi loy kamar elik shabo edim v'achakach nisis. Even Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yosi said that is only when you have witnesses who came and then she got married. So it says Rashi, the Shabo Aidim, the witnesses came, and they said, Loi Meisi didn't die. Well, Kimna Lahi B'Ksubas, we said in Ksubas, what is the case there? B'Isha Shinisis Le'echan Me'edev O'Emer is Barley. So she already got married, right? See, in this case, it's talking about where the two witnesses came and said that he didn't die. And she then went and she got married. So then Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi say it's a problem. But if she got married based on the one on the witnesses, and it was one of the witnesses that she's married, and then the Edim come and said, Loi Meis, he did not die, then there's no problem. There's no problem because the witness would investigate it properly. Loi Amar. The Tanya we learned in a brayse, it says. No, because there were two witnesses who said that he did die. Yes, the two witnesses said that he died, and one of them was married her. So the presumption is that's a stronger edus because he's marrying her. And a chanami, she's marrying someone else who will betray your traits and Ashram Tali. But because it's two witnesses and one of them married her, then even when she doesn't say Barili, because how she's going to say Barili, and then two witnesses came, so in that case where she got married before the two witnesses came, then it's fine. The Tanya, we learned in the Braise, you have two witnesses came and said he died and two said he didn't die. Or for that matter, yeah, two witnesses came and said she got divorced and two said she didn't divorce. She's not allowed to go get married because it's half and half. Being this case, if she did get married, then she does not go out because we say that we've got two kosher witnesses. Rabbi Menachem. Why? Yeah, it is. I guess you would say that the two witnesses came first to say that she is that he died or that she was divorced.
So you're saying it's a different machzel when it's a different timing difference.
Right. And but again, it's not shiloi nisays. We're not going to let her go. But once she did, so if we have two edim, v'apishnayim edim Yaakov Davar.
This means after the
Eidus
or before the
Eidus? No, here we're saying the Nisays, that's talking about
after the Eidus, she went ahead and got married.
After,
yeah. In other words, there was two said.
Because we're telling her loy tinasi means in this case where we've got two witnesses and two witnesses, we say she's not allowed to get married. If she got married, then we say it's fine. Why? Because you have two witnesses saying that he's dead.
No, Lotetse means,
she doesn't have to divorce the guy that she's now married to.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Omen, Rabbi Menachem, and Rabbi Yossi says, Amar Tete, she does go out. Amar Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi said, Eimasani, Omer Tete, when do I say that she has to divorce the guy she married? It's only in the case where the witnesses first came to say that he didn't die and then she went and got married. And if she got married first, based on the testimony of the two witnesses, and only then came the second witnesses to say that he didn't die, she wasn't divorced, and then you don't have, she doesn't have to go. Okay. Kikama Rav Nami Bizman Shabo Edim. And
so I was listening that they were laughing at Rav in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, correct. He was saying even when the Edim, Rav was talking about the case where the witnesses came first and then she got married. And it's coming to exclude the case of Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. So it says that. Says they come and tell us that we don't hold the halacha like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, but rather like the Tanakam. There are those who give a different explanation. Taima, what is the reason? The reason it's fine that Loi Seite is because she got married and then the witnesses came. That this is the account, this is what Rav said, and Kaman, who is it like? Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, it is like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Masiv Rava. Rava challenged with the following. Minayin Shim Loi Ratza Dafnei. Where do I know that if, says Rashi, Minayin Shim Loi Ratza Koin Liskadish Min Tumah Uminashim Psulus, you have a Koin who is married, either he's Tomei or he's married to a forbidden woman. Where do I know that the Daphne that we says Rashi Kahu the Kidshoi Bar Korcho, we hit him and we make him sanctify himself or divorce whoever he's possible to, we force him to divorce the Gerusha or the whoever it is. Talmud Lomer, it says Viki Dashto, you shall sanctify him Bar Korcho, which means even against his will, even when he doesn't want to. Hey Chidami, so what are we talking about? Ilema Doloi Nisus Le Echad Me Deha. So. It says if we're talking about a case where she was not married to one of the witnesses who came along and said that the husband died, and she didn't say barili, So then, Tzrichel Meimer de Dafne, do I have to tell you that we force her out? We have to take it. We have to force her out of this marriage. Elalav de Nisus la Echan Meidea. Rather, that's Pashut. Rather, what are we talking about? It must mean when she got married to one of her witnesses. Vakamra Barili, and she says, I'm certain that my husband is died. Uktani de Dafne, and we said that still we force them to separate. Amma, what do I see from this? Mafkinen la Mine. And Mafkinale, we take them.
By coin was saying that you coin you down an issue here. Even though it seems as though you were entitled to marry this woman because the chodesh is.
Yeah, but right now we take them away, separate them. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a rye from here to the regular issues. Isur kuhuna shiny. The isur of a kuhuna is much more is different because it's got more a higher level of yichus, a higher level of expectation. Okay, the boy same. Alternatively, I'll give you a different explanation. My Daphne, what does it mean? Daphne, we force him, the coin, to separate. You could even say that applies to this woman. We force her also, but what does Daphne mean? It means no, but Edim. It means we force them only when we have two kosher Edim. Says Rashi, Daphne, but Edim, Beistim Musharim Letreich Achar Edim. The Beistim is told that you've got to try and find Edim Lachish as a Rishonim to challenge the first Rishonim. Her material Moisa, who said that the husband did die and she can get married, Kidei Lekadosh is the Kohen, in order for her to then marry the Kohen, Sholi Yisa Eno. Ava Meshinissa Zloitza said, but Ena Chanami, once she was already married, so after the Beis Din already passed, you know, then you can't do anything. Vibai same. And a third answer, Shebo Edim, that we're talking about, where the Edim came, Vachachach Nisseis, and then she got married, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi here, and it's the view of Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, and in that case, we say, Daphne, that then you do force her to go out because it was the Edim came, and then she violated by getting married. Rav Ashi says, my loy seitze, what does it mean, the Kama Rav, when Rav says loy seitze, what does Rav mean? He says, loy seitze mehetera. It means she does not go out of a permissible status. When she got married, she was allowed to marry, she was allowed to remarry, and therefore, even though the two witnesses now come and say that the husband is dead, but loy seitze doesn't mean that she doesn't go out, loy seitze mehetera, that it means she doesn't go out of the hetera harishon that she had. So it says hetera harishon. What says Rashi? Dechoyzeres l'rishon da anusa avai, that she goes back to the anusa. So it doesn't mean loyseitze from the new situation. It means loyseitze mehetera harishon. She can remain married to the first one. Says the Gemara. Ha'amar Rav Chadazimah, but Rav already said, told us this once, the Tanan we learned in our Mishnah, this is Shaloi Birshus, that if she got married without the permission of the Beis Din, i.e. she got married with two kosher witnesses, Muteris Lachsu Loi, she's allowed to go back to her husband. Amar Rav Huna said, name of Rav, Hachi Huchsa, this is the Halacha. So if so, I don't need Rav again to come and tell me the same din. Says the Gemara, Chada Mechlala Chaverta Itmar, no, it's not two separate teachings of Rav, one is an inference of the statement that Rav Huna Amar Rav said one is an inference of that was based on the other teaching of Rav. Now we have a different opinion. Itmar, Amar Shmuel. Chada Mechlala Chaverta Itmar. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Loi Shanu Ella Shaloi Machashtoi. We're only talking about a case where she did not protest against him. That is in the case of the one witness. Ava machashtoi, but if she does protest against him, then loy seitze, then she does not go out. She does not go out. So says the Gemara of Amayaskin, and what is the case we're talking about? Elam Beitrei, we're talking about two witnesses who came, and they were the ones who said that he's not dead. So Kim Chashtalei, she's going to come and protest and say that's not true. My Havei, how's that going to be affected? You have two kosher witnesses, Apishnaim Edim Yakum Davar, and we shouldn't believe it. Ella Bechad, rather what must we talking about? You must say we're talking about a case where there is one witness. Taimed Machashtoi, and what is the reason we believe her, that he's the one witness is not believed? Only because she is protesting against him. Hashaska.
She's not my husband, though. She's not standing up and says he's my husband. She's denying that he's not my husband.
Yeah. So, it's only because she's machish. But if she was not machish, hashaska teitze. If she was silent, then she would go. Then teitze. Then we do believe, and she has to divorce from the second guy. But how can you say that? Because Ula says komakam shem in the Torah, in all places where we believe the Torah believes eid echad, believes one witness. Harei kan shnayim. It's as though you actually have two witnesses. Ve'ein dvar shel echad makam shnayim, and therefore you can't compare the one opinion of her being machish against the two. So it says Gemara, Hacham Amai Eskinim, what are we talking about? Bepsuli Edus. This is a Gemara that the Shas brings many, many times. We're talking about all of them, Apsuli Edus. So it says Rashi, Bepsuli Edus Eskinim, Ula Oilam Betray. We're talking about two witnesses, but they were Psulim, could go and crave him, or Inashim, they were relatives, or woman, also Bahad, and they came together. The Amri, and they said, Zehu, this is the guy. But Kamash Malan, Shmuel's telling us that in this case, Dazlin and Basa Roiv Deus, we follow the majority opinion. However, Inkan Edus Ksher, you don't have a Kosher Edus over here. So we're talking about Psule Edus. Uchad Rebbe Nechemia, the Tanya Rebbe Nechemia Omer, Komachim Shemina Torah Eid Echad, all places where the Torah says you believe one witness, Halach Achar Roiv Hadeus, we follow after the majority of the opinions. The majority of days. And you have two women against one woman against one man are like two women against like two men against one woman. So you have like this when you have says Rashi. You have one man who comes, so he's not a proper aid. He's only one, and you have two women, and they're coming and contradicting him. So we say they are like two women against one because they're opposite aids. You have one versus two, and we follow the majority. And I'll give you another explanation. If you had one witness came and he gave his testimony, we accepted it. Then, even if afterwards 100 women were to come, but because the Torah says we accept one witness, so then we've already accepted it and no one else can come. Even 100 women afterwards can't come and process. So, what are we talking about? That a woman came first. A woman came first, and therefore, what is the. But to Ratzah the Rebbe Nechemia, if you're going to add, yeah, if you're going to add to me, say, "Oh, Rebbe Nechemia," one second. If you believe the one woman, then we should follow the Roiv Deis. So he says, "Hachi Rebbe Nechemia, Omer here, Rebbe Nechemia would say, Komakav Shemina Torah Eid Echad. In all places, the Torah believes one woman. Halach Achar Roiv Deis. Basu Shnei Nashim Beisha Achas Kshnei Anashim Beisha Echad." That in his case he said that. But when you have two women against one man, then we say that it is like that is going to be like half. So Rashi says, it's like one witness against one witness. And that's why even if she's silent, she doesn't have to go out. However, Nisa is because she's already married, and it's only one against one. Like Ulla told us, the Rishon Neman Kishnaim, that the first witness comes and we believe him is like two, Manach Kuli Ked Echad, and everything else is judged like one witness. All right, let's stop there.
Tomorrow is the longer davening.
Yeah, so what time are we going to start?